It's very quiet.
Is it? Can I get you anything?
No. No, I'm fine.
You sure? I might make a cup of tea for myself. You want one?
Martin, I said I'm fine.
Okay.
And you? No, no, Jenny, you have to stop. That's all over. No point. Stop, stop, stop.
Jenny, where are the tea bags?
What do I care where the tea bags are?
Okay, I found them. They're in the press with the flour and baking stuff. I'll put them back where they normally are.
Put them where you like.
You sure you don't want a cuppa?
That won't help you, will it? No, afraid not.
No?
I said I'm fine.
Okay.
You slurp.
Oh, sorry, does it bother you?
No. I can just hear it very loudly. It's as if, I don't know, the noise of life. It's gone somewhere. Down the kitchen sink. Down a drain or something. My voice as well. It sounds very loud to me.
You're speaking quietly. There's McKenna's trap barking just like normal.
Sounds funny to me.
I wonder if they're going to change the name of that dog now the Trapattoni's gone.
What does it matter?
Trap! 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 That's how that dog barks. Crap joke, I know. Was that loud? I did it as quietly as possible.
It's just funny.
Yeah.
But it all sounds empty to me. Hollow. Strange that. That's the effect it's having on me. Never would have thought that. Mostly, you know, we just hear things, don't we? Now, because all the noise is gone, I hear everything. When you were making tea there, I could hear every sound. Loud and clear. It's funny. It's like, you know when your ears get blocked? When you have a cold, or at the end of a flight. And then all of a sudden they get unblocked, and you hear again. You hear things very clearly again. It's like that all the time for me now.
Since when?
Since today. The noise sucked away. Flush down the toilet, maybe. A noise sinkhole. Remember we watched that report about the sinkhole under that guy's house? Took the floor, took him. He was never found again. Something like that. For the sound. The noise. For life. The life that we had. The life we were looking forward to. You know?
So, is it time to talk about it?
About what? Oh, yes. That. Me being a tomb.
We just have to do nothing. Nothing to do.
That was the thing. When they brought us into that office and I saw the box of tissues, that's when I guessed. Wrong. Something. Yellow box. White tissue sticking out. Like a flag. Surrender. The yellow of the box. Pull the tissue. The sound of a tissue. Out of a box. Like a guillotine. You enjoying your tea?
No. Hardly tasting it.
Taste buds as well. Looking around, everything is different. I suppose. As well. The green of those walls. What kind of green is that now? And as for the room upstairs, the sky blue of those walls. Sky. Blue. When I said that, it was like coming apart. Sky from blue. Blue. We thought, didn't we? What did we think? What were we thinking, Martin?
Thinking about what?
That's just it. We were trying to, weren't we?
Trying to what?
See everything from new eyes. That's it. New eyes. Isn't that the miracle of life? You didn't want to. Reluctant, weren't you? Too soon for nappies, up all night, feeding, pushing a pram, all of that. Reluctant, weren't you?
I just thought we should wait a few more years, that's all.
You were right. You got your wish. You and nature. In cahoots? No, not in cahoots. Sympathy? No, none of that. Doctor said nature is not perfect. Small percentages. Incompatible with life. That was the thing. Like something out of a textbook. Turned me into a tomb. That word. Tomb. A heartbeat. In the tomb. Still beats on.
Jenny.
I want to try and listen. Quiet. Can't hear anything. The stethoscope.
Are you sure you want to?
We bought it for that. After 20 weeks for me. To listen. To hear. Your idea.
Will I get it?
Yes. No. Not yet. Later. Whenever.
Later, so.
So many things. Bought. Sell them now.
If you want.
Maternity leave. Won't need it. Back to work tomorrow. Give Bill the news. Give them all the news. They can all offer me what? Condolences. Bill will be happy. Won't be losing me. No maternity leave.
I don't think he'll be happy.
Yes, he will. He will be. He so will be. You don't know him. You just don't. You don't know anything. Nothing at all. Nothing. Nothing. Everything. Falling apart.
No, Jenny. We are still together.
Sentences breaking up in my head into words.
We will try again.
No shouting. Stress. Rouse. Not upset the baby. The baby. No, the embryo. The fetus. No, the baby. Don't damage the baby. No wine. I miss wine. And the odd cigarette. I do. I do. I do. I do. Sacrifice is called for. But nature. Not perfect nature. Like doctor said. Like he said. Percentages. Tiny percent. Someone has to be that tiny percent. Someone. Me. 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 My. Baby, fetus, embryo, egg, ovum, sperm, gene. What? Oh, chromosomes. Chromosome.
Will I get the stethoscope?
Do what you want.
I'll get it. Dr. Jones said it might be something we could do.
Doctor, cold hands, the words out of his mouth, nature, the science, life, death. Why? I asked him that, Martin. I asked him. Nature not perfect, nothing perfect, incompatible, life, a tissue pulled from yellow box. Why? I asked him, Martin, why? Martin, why us? Why me? Tomb, Martin, tomb!
I'm here, Jenny, I was just getting... Here it is.
What?
The stethoscope.
Oh, that.
Do you want to try? Now.
Nothing. Nothing. Thing. Yes. 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 Here. 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 That's what it's like. Here. Here. Here I am. Here. We've been waiting for you. Outside here. In the big bad world. Though it's not so bad. We have everything ready. Your room. The house. All the things you need. You don't have to worry. And the world, like I said, it's not so bad. We like it. We've been lucky. Avoided the crisis. We both have good jobs. Steady income. Nice house.
You have a very beautiful mother. When I saw her first, it was a few years ago. She was 15, coming out of the shopping centre. I was on the way in. She had two bags with shopping. And she looked so happy. She didn't see me. She was with her friends, all with bags of new clothes.
I did see you. I just didn't let on.
That's what she says now.
Can we not confuse?
Okay. Okay. If she says she did, then she did.
That's better.
So I had to find out who she was. And it was weeks before I saw her again. Saw her one day just walking down the street, so I followed her, ran after her, up the other side of the street, crossed so I could pass her from the front. I said, hi.
No, you just looked, stared, a rabbit in the headlights. I was the one who said hi.
No, I said it. I did.
Well, I never heard it.
Maybe my voice didn't work because I was so excited. But maybe your mother is right. Maybe no sound came out at all. Maybe it was just my mouth making the movement, so I thought I said something. Anyway, we stopped. I said, for something to say, I saw you before. And that definitely came out. Shopping. That's what I said. She said nothing. Nothing at all. I asked where she was going. Home, she said. So I said, can I walk you home? She just gave me a look, curled up her mouth, shrugged her shoulders. All of that I clearly remember. And then I did walk you home. It wasn't far, only about 100 yards. We hardly said anything. I just said the houses were nice. Stupid thing to say, really, but all I could think of. And then we were at her door. Said, see ya. But I knew where to find her. To find you.
Can you stop, please? Don't mind your father. I don't like it when men cry. Only ever saw my own father cry once. When I got married. Afterwards. In a corridor in the hotel. I found him. He tried to hide his face. His eyes.
Sorry.
Your father is sorry. It's so strange. To say. Your father. The first time we've said that. Your father. I'm your mother. Martin, father. Jenny, mother. So strange.
Now you know how we met.
I was going out with someone. Connor Dempsey. Then, for a few weeks.
I didn't know that then.
Father, when he called, my mother answered the door.
My knees were shaking. I stammered. I didn't know her name. Stupid, I forgot to ask. Kicked myself on the way home for not asking. Is she there? I said.
And who's she? The cat's mother, was what my mother said.
Your daughter, I said, red as a beetroot.
Which one?
The one that's about my age, I said.
You think this is a shop for girls or something, my mother said.
Then you came out to put me out of my misery.
He's looking for me.
I thought you had a boyfriend, Jenny, your mother said. That's how I found out. And that's when I heard your name for the first time. Jenny. We went for a walk. I asked about him. Was it serious. You shrugged your shoulders. That was enough for me. So, I kissed you.
My mother liked you?
She had great fun with me that first day I called looking for her daughter. Always reminds me of it.
Your grandmother, she likes a laugh.
My mother, your other grandmother, is a bit drier. But they get on okay. At our wedding, they had a good time together. Jenny's mother was very kind that day. My dad, your grandfather, is dead. Had just died.
Martin, please.
We thought he might make it to the wedding, but he went suddenly. Bad disease. Cancer. It got him.
Martin, we don't have to tell her everything. Tell her. Her. Who? The cat's mother, like my mother would say. You. Your name. What is it? We have to decide.
Do we?
We do have a list. Our two grandmothers and two more names.
My grandmother, Maura.
Adele, mine. And two more names for you.
Orla.
Susanna.
That's the list. We like the other two names. That's why they're on the list. I always liked Orla as a name. Your mother likes Susanna.
Susanna.
Susanna?
Susanna.
No grandmothers?
No grandmothers.
Okay. Susanna.
Susanna. Oh, sorry, that's my stomach.
You hungry?
No. No appetite. For you, I've been eating. Putting on weight. Eating a lot. Cravings all the time. Licorice. And your father, he hates that. Hates the smell of it on my breath. But that's tough, I tell him.
You sure you don't want anything?
He's been like that since I told him. Force-feeding me. Watching my every move. Making sure I don't drink or smoke.
Don't exaggerate, Jenny. Susanna, your mother likes her food. That's how it is. And her wine. And an odd cigarette.
Since I told him. Since the moment. Didn't feel it. But I know the start. Because your father, he was away. 2 weeks in China on business. The night before he left, that's when it must have happened because, well. And a few days before he came back, I felt something. A tingling in my breasts. Never had anything like it before. It was so delicate. And I felt a little lightheaded, giddy, a beautiful feeling. And I'd been missing your father, but then no more. Like I wasn't alone anymore. When your father came back, he brought a nice bottle of wine for us. He wanted to crack it open. I shook my head. No, no wine. A look of almost irritation on his face. As if he'd done something wrong. That's when I let him know. I'd done a test. We didn't open the wine. The look on his face. Confusion. Surprise. Happiness. Then we did everything according to the book. Everything. We still have that wine. Waiting. Till after your birth. Never to be opened. Never. 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 Never.
It's okay, love.
No. It's not okay. Who can tell me why? That doctor? Nature imperfect, he says. Who made it that way? Why? Why make nature imperfect? God! Why would he do that to us? Why make nature imperfect? No, God, no. Isn't that it? It just is as it is. Nature imperfect. I don't want to be a tomb. I don't. I don't. I didn't want to take a tissue out of that yellow box.
Susanna, we were so happy about you. So, so happy. After I got over my jet lag and time zones and digital interference in my head, we were able to enjoy the moment of knowing about you. You were going to be the focus of our life. Everything shifted. Everything had to be reset. I was going to have to think about my work and figure out a way of not being away half the time. My company weren't so happy, but they understand. And they don't want to lose me. But that's only the unimportant stuff. There was the future of another person, a new person to plan. And I don't mean we planned out everything. It's like there was an empty vessel that was going to fill up with whatever you were going to be, and we had our part to play.
Our part to play. We were going to have that, weren't we? But nature not perfect. And now, I, listening to your father. He talks, I listen. His words, they flow, they do. And I listen, and they make me feel empty in my head. I want to find words for you, Susanna. I'm looking for words, precious ones. A poet could, isn't that what they do? But my own, they must be for you. Present, dedication.
It's okay, you don't need to say anything.
I was looking forward to hearing her. Crying, babbling, first sounds, words. We don't remember, do we? To see that miracle. Words, sentences, learning, us teaching, the natural order. An apple tree in our back garden. All my first memories, my mother told me. My first sounds, app, app, app. Apple only came later. For years I said app for apple. Even after I started school, I remember. Teacher corrected me one day. I love apples. Doesn't surprise me, an apple tree in the garden of Eden. At the beginning of everything. Nothing perfect, but why were they not allowed? Eat the apple, the apples from that tree. A trick, wasn't it? Expelled then, driven out. App, 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 apple, apple, apple. The story. It's the first story, Susanna. In the Bible. The first people. Couple. Man and woman. Made by God. But why, I remember asking, make them happy in the garden with a tree of fruit that they can't eat? Throw them out then, into the wilderness. Banished. I know. I know. What it feels like. It is where we are going. Wilderness. 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 Stories make us what we are. Ones we tell with words, sentences. I'm trying to tell you our story. Your story. Your part. Short. It will end. Soon. Ours will go on. How long? Who knows? Who decides? We do. Fate, I don't believe in it. The story is what happens. We make it, with nature, against nature, nature against us, all of that. A struggle, what force, dark force, against us, nature imperfect. Who made it that way? Who?
Jenny.
I know, I have to calm down. I don't want to spoil these moments. I'm talking too much, haven't I? Going a little crazy, I know. I need to pull myself together for you, Susanna. Susanna, I'm sorry. Sorry.
There's no need to apologise.
I'll say sorry if I want. I will. Sorry.
We apologise too much. That's what everyone abroad tells me, us Irish. Always saying sorry. We'd have to teach you what it means, Susanna. Teach you how to be sorry, because, like every child, you'd do bold things. Get up to mischief, like all children. You'd end up playing us off one against the other, like all children. Figure us out. Figure out which of us would let you get away with more.
That'd be your father.
Probably.
No, probably about it. I'd know you leave me with all the disciplining.
It's something that has to be done. Setting limits, part of learning, growing up. You are a new world, all on your own, isn't that it? Then you'd learn you can't have everything. There are other babies, children. You'd fight over toys. You want everything, but all of a sudden you can't have something. You'd cry, scream the house down, throw tantrums. The frustration of the world, of living in it with other people, all of that, that's life. And it never goes away. Life is a battle of wills. Me and your mother, we've had our disagreements, rows, fights. That's a big part of life. We spend so much of it trying to agree with each other, trying to find the solution that allows us to live together. Compromise, a big part of it. Let the other child have your toy for a while, that sort of thing. Agree to play with it together. We live in society. Those are skills we have to learn. We're your family. But we're part of the rest of the world. We sometimes call it society. Or beyond that, the nation, the international community then. The world, the universe. We have an address where we live. Our house, where you are. Corbley Road, our street. Dublin, our city. Ireland, our country. Dublin, 53 degrees latitude, 6 degrees longitude. That tells you where you are on the earth, just so you know.
She doesn't need to know all that. That's typical men stuff, Susanna.
I'm a man.
But she's a girl. There are more important things for her to know.
Like what, makeup? Don't worry, Susanna. I'm only teasing your mother.
Well, I want to teach her about apples, about apple trees, about flowers, colours, about birds, about sounds, birds singing in the morning, about cats, dogs. Hear her going, meow, woof, imitating. Then first shoes. All those firsts you will never have. Potty training, tying your laces, little hands, little fingers, figuring it out. School uniform, school bag, copies, pens, books, your first day. You'd come home, hot soup in winter, do your homework. I'd help. Then you'd play with our dog. We'd get you one for your birthday. Parties, balloons, all colours. Candles blown out. The number growing year by year, the mark. On the door jamb, higher, higher. All that, you never will. No candles, blown out. Where will you be? Not here. 53 degrees latitude, 6 degrees longitude. No, out there, in the darkness. A small speck in the universe. Now though, we have time to give you A, crash course on Earth. B, C, D, E, F, G. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. I'd read to you, help you learn, word, word after word, texts, mails, chats, that's what we read, right? Different, it'll be a different world, better, worse, or just different. Does the world get better? I think so, That's what we want, a better world, what we strive for, new discoveries. That's how we could see you, ultrasound, not there 50 years ago. We have the picture. But it can't go up on the mantelpiece. On the shelf. Like other people do. With their photos. Of their children. They might think us cracked. If we did. It's in my bag, Martin. Can you get it? There. I have your picture. In my hand. I'll keep it in a special place. And maybe we'll try and record your heartbeat. Can we do that?
I suppose so. Maybe with the phone. Put it up to the earpieces of the stethoscope.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. We'll just be quiet for a moment. Okay.
Okay. That'll be nice to have. For your birthdays, maybe. Listen back. Your birthday. When? We'll have to decide.
That depends.
We can just pick that night before you went away. Your conception. That'll do.
It depends.
Will you stop saying that? Depends, depends, depends.
Well, you know what I think.
You're not the tomb. Not you.
There could be a birthday.
Birthday. Death day. No. No. No, oh, the pain of labor. And no. No, death's door opening. You, the usher. Handle on door. Push, push over the threshold into... what? Where? Is that what you want with your depends?
It isn't just what we want. We are not alone. We are part of society, Susanna.
Don't try and get her to take your side.
Our society, we have a constitution. We have a government. We have laws.
Your father will have me locked up. His wife... your mother?
Jenny, no one is going to lock you up, no matter what we decide. We just have to live with whatever decision we make. It is no ordinary decision. It is the most delicate, precious one we will ever make. Doing nothing is what I propose. Let nature take its course.
Imperfect nature.
Yes, imperfect nature.
You are not the tomb.
I'll be with you every step of the way.
No. You will be at work, away. You are outside the tomb.
Can you stop saying that, Jenny?
Your father, he was away when you were conceived, Susanna.
Jenny, are you trying to hold that against me?
Yes. I'm being mean to your father, Susanna. I always imagined we would have fights over you, over your education, over disciplining you. You'd want to go out wearing makeup, wearing short skirts, and your father would get mad. Young girls today, I see them and it worries me. So young, everything. We'd have our secrets, girl things, your breasts growing, your first period, getting your first bra for you, the facts of life, seeing your face, learning where you came from, the wonder, the embarrassment, the excitement, the anxiety, the fear maybe. Boys come knocking, following, waiting. Your first kiss, hopefully with a nice boy, a gentle one. Your first sexual experience. Would you tell me after, maybe before? Look for advice, contraception. Then one day, you too conceiving. Marriage maybe, children, our grandchildren. We'd have our reservations about boys, the husband, the father. Yes, one day you'd be like me, morning sickness. Then...
maybe we should take a rest. Will I cook something? We have time.
Time. Time. Time. When I was young, I don't know, maybe 3, 4, I'd sit in front of the clock and I'd listen to it tick. Watch the second hand move around. Mammy taught me to count that way. I asked her about time, what it is. You can't see it, she said. It's invisible, but it changes everything. If it stopped, you'd never be hungry or thirsty again. So I didn't want it ever to stop, because because I liked juice and milk and biscuits and cake. And so I was afraid it'd stop, and I'd never want things like that again. So for ages, I used to always try and keep an eye on that clock, just in case. I asked Mammy could time stop when I was asleep during the night, but she told me not to worry. And she was probably sorry she ever said that about time stopping. Parents say things, and they don't always know how children will take it. But then I forgot about it. And one day the clock did stop, and it just got thrown out. I was too busy to think about it anymore. School, playing. But we all have to fear the end of time. I want to finish your crash course on Earth today.
No, we don't.
Your father, he wants me to suffer.
No, Jenny, I don't. We're in this together, suffering.
You're a spectator.
No, Jenny, no, and that's unfair.
Unfair? You're being unfair. And who decides what is fair? The world isn't fair. So who made it like that? This isn't fair at all. To pull the rug from under our feet like that? Nature not perfect. Why? If we could answer that, Susanna. Who let evil, badness into the world? Cruelty. We have those words. They describe things out there. Words sometimes are brutal. We have time. When your father says that, he means more than it seems. He means do nothing. That's how come we have time. But what he's saying is that there are laws, there are ideas, there are commandments, things like that. And I am in their vice grips. Your mother.
No, Jenny, that's not what I'm saying.
Then what are you saying?
I just don't know. We just don't know.
That's just it.
If we don't know, then how can we dare make such a decision?
Oh, very clever. Who knows anything? That's just it. We're just tapping around in the dark all the time. That's how we live, never sure of anything. Life goes on unless.
And we will try again. Give Susanna a brother, a sister. Maybe both, maybe more even.
That's just typical of your father. He's moved on already.
No, I haven't. I'm here with you, Jenny, with you, Susanna.
We didn't plan you to be an only child, Susanna. Your father is right on that. And if we do have others, we will remember you to them, the one they never knew. You will be, I will tell them, a shining star up in the sky, looking down on them. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Up above the world so high, like a diamond in the sky. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. How I wonder you are.
We will remember you, no matter what happens. What we do or don't do.
Martin, can you stop? Stop. I'm the tomb.
Jenny, I wish you wouldn't say that.
That's how I feel, Martin.
I know, but that word, I don't...
Tomb.
Jenny, please.
Do you really want me to carry death?
We have to live with ourselves afterwards.
I have to get through the next weeks, months, carrying death. All the people seeing me, thinking I should be happy, congratulating me when it should be condolences.
If afterwards, when we try again...
I can't think about that now, Martin. I can't.
We want to be able to live with ourselves after, with each other.
Another tissue. That box. Yellow. The sound. Tissue. Paper. Things. We make. Box. Tissue. Paper. Tree. Sky. Rain. It falls to earth. Things grow. A seed sprouts. A shoot. A stem. A trunk. The sap rises. Branches. Canopy. Sky above. Sun. Shine. Light. Life. Time. Rings for the years. The birds singing in that tree. A nest. The young. Mother flying. Back. Forth. Feeding worms. Plucked from earth. Perfect. No. 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 Cruel. The worm. Wriggling. Alive. Into beaks. Not perfect. Cruel. Cruel. Imperfect. The tree. Felled. Nest. Gone. Log. Bark. Pulp. Paper. Cardboard. Tissue. Pull another. Tissue. That's the circle of life. Death. Pull. Another. Tissue. And another. And another. Incompatible with life. Got to hold it together. I have to hold it together for you. I want to hear you again, Susanna. Used to sing that song to me, Susanna. It always helped me sleep at night. And I always did wonder what stars were. Everything could be anything. The wonder of being a child. A story at night. How I wonder what you are. You'll be a story, Susanna. I'll make it up. That's what we are, isn't it? A story being made. We live and look back and put a spin on things. Make a story of it. Time moves on. Soon, we'll have a story to tell about you. About this. How we gave you a crash course on Earth.
Jenny, we haven't decided.
I'm going to ignore your father, Susanna. He's like a wasp buzzing near my ear. And wasps, you have to watch out for them. They can give you a nasty sting. Bees, they're nicer. They give us honey. And if they sting, they die. If they sting, they die.
Today doesn't have to be.
Have to be what?
The last.
A special day. When we gave Susanna her crash course.
We can continue.
I wish. Oh.
No. Jenny. Jenny.
Like a diamond in the sky.
I wish to share with you.
Oh, I know, Martin. I know. It is nature. You're male, I'm female. I've got a womb. A tomb. Strange. Those two words rhyme. Womb. Tomb. Why is that? Who made that up? Who made words up? One of the mysteries, Susanna. Who made words? The spellings? Why the rhyme? Womb. Tomb. Womb to tomb. Life to death. That's a story in itself. Just like this. The story of the day we gave you your crash course on Earth. It was quite a day. Mild weather. The sun shining. Just a scattering of clouds on this special day. Susanna, your day.